What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking about Iran. And there is this headline story over at the Weekly Standard about how the Trump administration has finished reviewing its Iran policy, and now we wait. And they're basically saying there's probably going to be a change coming down the road, and Trump is probably going to signal what that is during his address to the United Nations General Assembly next Tuesday. But we're already getting an indicator of what's going on, because apparently Trump held a little bit of a news conference on board of Air Force One this morning, in which he was out there saying that he was tired of what Iran has been doing. Well, what has Iran been doing? Iran has complied with the P5 plus one. The only real threat from Iran is that they do not subscribe to private central banking. Other than that, they mind their own business. They're in America's crosshairs because they're in Israel's crosshairs. Iran has done nothing to warrant an attack and invasion. For that matter, that was true of Iraq, true of Libya, true of Syria, true of Afghanistan. All of these wars that we have seen over the last going on 20 years were naked, unprovoked wars of aggression. Now, the U.S. military is looking at North Korea, and they're seeing that it looks like their missile launchers are being prepared for another missile test, which North Korea has already announced. But they're trying to make it look like it's a big deal and North Korea is being provocative. Russia tested an ICBM, a real ICBM, reaching all around the world from Plesetsk a few days ago. Nobody makes a big deal about that. The U.S. is always firing test missiles off from Vandenberg or out here at the Pacific Missile Test Range. That's not considered provocative. It's only when North Korea does it that everybody says, oh my goodness, he's coming to get us. No, he's not. He's trying to prevent the U.S. from coming to get him. And that is a big difference. Now, apparently, Donald Trump has blocked attempts by a Chinese state-owned company to acquire an American semiconductor manufacturer on national security concerns. This drew a complaint from Beijing. And the company in question was Lattice Semiconductor Corporation. This is a publicly traded Oregon company. And it was going to be acquired by a Chinese-owned Canyon Bridge Fund. And Trump decided it could endanger the U.S. government's use of sensitive projects the company produces. This according to a statement from the Treasury Department. And so, once again, you're seeing a very chaotic, inconsistent foreign policy, where Trump, on the one hand, needs China to help get North Korea in line, and then at the same time turns around and blocks Chinese acquisition of American companies. Now, I don't know what this Lattice Semiconductor Corporation makes. And maybe there's a good reason to keep it under wraps. Actually, I think we gave away too much of our technology to other countries over the last 30 years. That's why the manufacturing is now over there, along with the manufacturing jobs. But again, China's getting these mixed signals between our behavior in North Korea, our behavior in the South China Sea, and now this. Now, remember, we keep getting all these calls from all these, poison the wellers, good name, about how the USS Fitzgerald and the USS John S. McCain had to be stopped still. They were paralyzed by Russian technology, and this really did represent an attack. Well, the Navy has now come on out with their official conclusions of what's going on. And the Navy has admitted it was liable for the collisions. So during a congressional oversight panel on Thursday, Admiral William Moran, the vice chief of naval operations, said the combination of the hectic pace of military operations along with the military's tight budget led to the McCain collision, as well as the crash of the USS Fitzgerald last June. And Moran said, standards have dropped. And he said, the Navy is at fault, and there's no excuse. So I was right. Apparently, in the rush to get these ships out to sea, they're being turned over to commanders who are simply not trained up to know how to behave on the ocean in peacetime. I'm sure they're really good when it comes to outright war. But there are rules out there to protect everybody when you're sailing around in peacetime, and the rules were clearly not followed. There's a lot more to boating than just buying a boat. Claire and I, this was a few years ago, Claire and I have a friend, and her husband had passed away, and so she was dating again, which was good. And she was dating this guy who had a sailboat, and he was all proud of it. And our friend said, you got to come on down. We're going to go out and do some day sailing. And because Claire and I have ragsetter experience, we came on down. This guy had bought this sailboat, and he didn't know a thing about it. And literally, we were out at the breakwater, and he succeeded in basically bringing down the rigging on the sail. The jib boom came loose, and he had no idea what he was doing. And technically, I committed an act of mutiny. I said, I'll take care of this, just sit down. And I got us back to the docking, to the pier. And, yeah, there's a lot that you got to learn before you should be given the helm of a ship. And the Navy's admitting standards have dropped. There was just a big rush to get these bodies onto these ships and get these ships out there in the war zone. And the people who were in charge of these ships did not know the rules of the sea lane. And very clearly, both the USS John S. McCain and the USS Fitzgerald thought they were going to dart around the front side of these tankers and cargo ship, and that the tankers and cargo ship would simply slow down and make way for them. Well, they can't. Those huge ships take 5 miles to bring to a stop. And that's why they get those top slots on that hierarchy of who's got the right of way. So it kind of makes you wonder what other areas of expertise are these Navy crews deficient in? Are they really as good as the TV commercials make them out to be? Or are they all out there on this ship full of weapons and they're not really all that well trained? They can't be trained any better than the command crew is. And if the command crew is not up to standards, you've got a real problem. Now, we have family who was in the Navy, technically still in the Navy, was on command path, decided to go another direction. And they told us some stories about just how weird things got in the new Navy and how there were people in positions of command who clearly should not have been there. So this is some place where the Navy and indeed the entire Pentagon, they got to clean up the mess. If we're looking at more serious wars in the future, we have to have weapons that are inexpensive and don't break down, handled by people who know what they are doing. The collision of the USS Fitzgerald and the USS John S. McCain have sent an image to the world that the U.S. military is one giant flustercluck. And that's not going to be conducive to winning a global war. We're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Getting on over to the economic news, Trump is now back on his tax cut. And he's basically saying the tax cuts are only going to be for the lower tax brackets. And he's saying rich people may actually have to pay more. And I can imagine already there's an intense lobbying on that. I think taxes are too high just in general. On everybody, it's too high for what we get back for it. Americans need to ask, are they getting value for money for all that money? Because over your lifetime, government will be the single most expensive thing you ever pay for. Are you getting value for that money? Are you getting the service? Are you getting what you tell the members of Congress that you want? Or is the money just being sucked up into this giant war machine so that we can have incompetent sailors darting around the ocean in these Aegis destroyers, disrupting traffic patterns. We need a cash for clunkers law for the government. Take our current government over to the junkyard, we put it in that little crushing machine, and it crushes it on down to this little tiny steel coffee table. And then we all get a check for $15,000 each to go on and buy a smaller, more efficient government. I think there's an idea whose time has come here. This little diplomatic tit-for-tat is really getting very, very childish. Apparently, according to the U.S. State Department, Russia has now basically removed the reservation on parking spaces used by consulate staff outside the mission buildings. They used to have signs saying reserved for American consular officials. The signs are gone. Anybody can park there. And if those parking spots are full, then the consular staff has to go find someplace else to park. And it's petty and it's trivial. But again, the U.S. started all this back under Obama. But it's looking a little bit childish here. Now, six big banks, including Barclays and HSBC, are partnering up to create a new cryptocurrency. And basically, Bitcoin, Blackcoin, and Ethereum are looking at the rise of these cryptocurrencies, and they want to create a new cryptocurrency of their own. And what they want to do is take advantage of the blockchain technology, and are calling their digital coin the utility settlement coin. Not exactly euphonious. Apparently, this was actually developed back in 2015 by UBS. They want to have a commercial-grade blockchain system by next year. The problem with these banks and their own cryptocurrency, they're going to handle it the way they handle any other currency. It's just created out of thin air and loaned out at interest. Now, speaking of Bitcoin, it has crashed 35% in China. Beijing is saying they will close all the local exchanges within China by the end of the month. So they're in a little bit of trouble. Venezuela just stopped accepting U.S. dollars. They're saying it's only temporary, but they're sending a message. Is this the beginning of the collapse of the dollar as the global reserve currency? And remember, we're hearing these stories about how both the IMF and the United Nations next January are going to say we need a new reserve currency that is not tangled up with that dollar. Because nobody sees the dollar as stable in the long run. Everybody sees how the Federal Reserve is just printing more and more money to cover Wall Street's crimes and corruptions. And inevitably, that makes the dollars that are in circulation worth less and less and less. Over in Anaheim, California, they've declared a state of emergency over the ballooning homeless community along the Santa Ana River. And by declaring it a state of emergency, they're clearing the way for the forced removal of hundreds of people living in a landscape dotted with trash and used hypodermic needles and lacking toilet facilities. And you can imagine what that is like over there. The homeless, you can't look at all the homeless people in this country and see that our economy is in recovery. You can't look at all the homeless people in our country and say that we've got a government that is actually working to take care of all of the American people. I was shocked the other day to find out I had been understating the number of homeless on this island. It's 8,000, not 4,000. And it's not like they can go anywhere else. They're not going to be able to walk back to the mainland. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Alex in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't hear you that well. Now I do. I was calling because yesterday I heard Judge Napolitano on Fox say that it wasn't really a crime what Comey did as far as leaking the memos to his friend. To leak them to the press. Did you hear him come out and say that?
No, I didn't. And unfortunately, I think in this instance, the good judge is in error.
I do too. I think I was basically calling to say that I think that he's being censored. I don't think they're going to let him say what he really wants to say. Ever since he came out with whatever it was that they fired him, but then rehired him like a week later. I heard him say that, and I heard him say something else about it was that Comey could also come up with the determination as for Hillary's email usage before the FBI questions her. That was another thing he was saying.
Well, that definitely was an issue where Comey was literally creating the foundation to exonerate Hillary before he ever looked at the evidence or took any testimony. And again, there is that story where the NSA went to Comey at the FBI and said, "We've got those 33,000 missing emails," and Comey just said, "We're not interested."
Yeah, I don't. I mean, what are the people of this country going to do as far as a justice system where we enforce the law? It doesn't apply to the deep state, to Hillary Clinton. I mean, are we going to allow that, do you think?
Well, the only way to not allow it, again, is resorting to violence, and I'm not ready to go there. We're just going to have to wait it on out, and I'm convinced that the federal government of this country is going to collapse like the Soviet Union did, and we need to just be ready to decide for ourselves what nation will replace it and not wait for some carpetbagger to come on in there and hook us back on the old swindles.
That's right. There used to be a real good reporter with CNN, believe it or not. He was Australian. He had his head shaved, and he was actually in the Middle East during our wars there. And what he reported is that basically that Iran, since we destabilized all the countries around, they're the last standing power, and the United States just can't handle it. That was one of the biggest errors we made, which I think I'm not for any of the war over there.
Okay, your phone is breaking up here. Can you make sure your mouth is really close to the microphone?
Yes, and it's raining. But anyway, basically what he was saying is that we destabilized so much of the Middle East that Iran's the only superpower standing, and we just have that's what it is.
That makes sense. I mean, Iraq is hamstrung. Afghanistan is hamstrung. Yeah, Iran is the only country in the Middle East outside of Israel that is still pretty much intact.
That's right. And that's what happens when our government goes to war without thinking it through. And that's what we did.
Yep. Well, again,
greed and money.
Again, the plan was that there was going to be a war in Iran in 2008. They were going to be the last of the Middle East nations to be conquered and have their natural resources shackled to the dollar. But it's not going very good. And again, barring the unforeseen, like outright invasion or decapitation strike on Assad, the U.S. is suffering a defeat in Syria, their biggest one since Vietnam.
Good. Don't need to be in Syria. It's bad for the taxpayers that we're paying for it, and we're not providing services for our people, and we're going to war. But I also know that there's so many people that are in their 60s that are basically living in their cars, like in Florida.
Yep.
It's very sad because the inflation is really showing up with the rent rates. It's extremely high.
Okay. Alex, we're going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you very much for the phone call. And we'll be back with another phone call after these few words. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to go right back to the telephones. Keith in Montana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to give you a slight correction on something you said there. Not that you were wrong or like that, but it was in quote about Iran hasn't done anything wrong. Of course, that's in our eyes. Remember when Iran was found to have a military base in the Syrian area, that it really peeved off the Israelis. And, of course, the difference to that, though, is because even the Times of Israel admits that Syria and Iran have a mutual defense pact between each other. But the reason I called is I sent you a video earlier from Twitter there of the 100-plus U.S. Arms trucks, and we're not talking about little Toyotas, but these are actual big trucks loaded with weapons headed into Syria. And this goes in line, though, with what the Times of Israel also said to Trump about how he cannot differentiate between Hezbollah and Hamas. And if you remember, Hamas was funded by Olmert, as Olmert admitted that Israel actually pays Hamas. And then Hezbollah, of course, is supported. But the primary thing I got out of that entire story here was the Israelis were saying that the Iran was building missiles. And so I would claim then from that, that Israel would then claim that these missiles or anything coming out of Gaza would have been directly attributed to Iran. You see what I'm getting at?
I see what you're getting at there, but again, what Israel was actually saying was that Iran actually had factories making missiles in both Syria and Lebanon, and again, not a shred of proof. We're just supposed to take their word for it, mm-hmm. and already we've seen both governments say that's a complete and utter fantasy. Iran is not building missiles inside our countries. But you're absolutely right. I mean, Israel's trying to stir this pot as hard as they can, and that's why we're seeing all this stuff about how North Korea is getting the nuclear technology from Iran and from Russia, and they're basically lumping together all the bad guys at once to try and create this idea that there is this axis of evil out there that we're all supposed to just automatically hate. But again, we've been lied to so many times.
Remember, Israel has admitted to making over 100 airstrikes into Syria. They're targeting the SAA over there. But
yes.
I find something really interesting, though, because Russia has made the statement that should anything happen to Iran, it's game on.
Yeah, so, I know they've said that. But, you know, from Israel's point of view, as long as it's not their children and their money being spent, you know, sure. It's like I said about the Kurdistan. Netanyahu finds it very easy to be generous with other people's property. And Netanyahu's goal is not for Israel to go to war against Iran, but for the United States to go to war against Iran. And Israel will just stand on back and watch these foolish people kill each other off. And then basically go on in the aftermath and buy up what they can for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, I forget what Middle East Monitor or something like that, but it was a statement from Iraq. I can't remember the prime minister there, but he showed video of the Republican Guard from Iran just totally devastating that ISIS. And this, again, is what we see. The U.S., or through Trump, said that he's going to end this CIA covert program in Syria. And, of course, we can see, like, even today, with the amount of arms going in there, it's not over.
No. That's definitely a big whopper for Donald Trump.
And that's why with Russia today announcing that new MiG-29, whatever it is like that, now going into Syria there, which is one of the most advanced fighters, you know, it's like Putin isn't dumb. He knows what's going on.
No, absolutely no question. No question about
it. I just want to clarify that because, you know, they up to 5,000 Iranians, their military, in this so-called base. But, of course, that base might be their center of operations for attacking ISIS, you know?
Could very well be. And, again, like Russia, you know, Syria has asked Iran to come on in and would like the U.S. to leave. Keith, thank you for the call. We've got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Let's take another phone call before we get back to the news. Chet in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha, Mike. Yeah, I'll be very quick. I just wanted to point out that that excerpt from Hillary's book regarding 1984 was, it made me feel, I don't know if you've ever seen Lewis Black, the comedian.
Oh, yes.
He gets bombarded by so much stupidness. He does this boom thing where he just can't take anymore. Well, that's what happened to me when I heard her interpretation. It's doublespeak about doublespeak, you know?
Yes.
And it was mind-blowing. Well, listen, I'm not going to take a lot of your time. I just wanted to remind your listeners that the primary divider of sides here is globalism versus nationalism. And saw this idiot on Tucker Carlson last night who was trying to get the vote for non-citizens, and his rationale was really weak. But, you know, he's attempting to, you know, in a petri dish, not only encourage illegals to vote, but make it legal for them to vote, which is, you know, absolutely contrary to everything we stand for as a country. And finally, I just wanted to say that, you know, as I said, first, this is my second call. First time I made it clear that, you know, I'm a lover of America and the Constitution. I agree with what you said yesterday. We've got to have at least 13 of those amendments. Well, it's a very, very unique document. It makes us what we are. And without it, we're just like, you know, Guatemala. So, you know, let's just keep the eyes focused on what's important, and that is, you know, saving this this country of ours.
Well, doing our best. We're absolutely doing our best. Anyway, Chet, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are empty, 800-313-9443. And I have to tell you right now, we are seeing a full court press on the propaganda, and I'll give you two extreme examples of what I mean by that. Now, Monday night, they had the Miss America 2018 pageant. I didn't tune in and watch it. I've sort of outgrown beauty contests and things like that. But apparently, it was loaded with questions and innuendo denigrating President Donald Trump. It caused a pushback on social media. And apparently, when they were asking the questions for the final five contestants, it was all political. And people were saying on Twitter, the 5 minutes I watched was all about politics. Shame on the judges and stop it. Now, Miss Texas Margana Wood was asked how she believed Trump handled the violence that erupted in Charlottesville. And then she went on to say, well, it was a terrorist attack. Well, we don't care what she really said. But obviously, these women, you know, they're feeding these questions to sell them to the public. Miss New Jersey, Caitlin Schofield, was asked her opinion on Confederate statues. She said, let's just move them into the museums. No, I think we ought to leave them right where they are. And then one of the contestants was literally asked if Trump colluded with Russia. It was a dead serious question. And to her credit, this particular Miss America candidate, Davis, said right now we'd have to say innocent. There's not enough information, which is bang spot on. But, I mean, they're just using every possible vehicle to push the agenda. And another one, believe it or not, is in the latest Superman comic books, where somebody actually sent me scans of the pages there where Superman is saving illegal immigrants from angry Americans. And the angry Americans are being portrayed as all these skinhead neo-Nazi. I got an American flag bandana. I'm shooting the endangered species because how dare they tell me what I can't shoot. And just, you know, right to the walls portraying Americans as the bad guys and the illegal immigrants as the good guys, protected by Superman. Now, again, I've outgrown reading comic books, but it's another example. They're using anything they can find, anything at all they can find, to push the propaganda that traditional Americans are bad people, they should be made to go away, and make way for all these people coming in from all these other countries. That, in turn, dovetails with another story that we got here, where former Tory Chancellor George Osborne is out there saying he will not rest until he has Prime Minister Theresa May chopped up in bags in his freezer. It's getting very, very colorful language out there. But apparently, Esquire magazine ran a profile piece of Osborne, who's now the editor of the Evening Standard newspaper. And apparently, he's made that comment to more than a few people. Now, it isn't that he really means it. It sounds good. It's a good soundbite. It's going to get him attention. It obviously did in this case. But it does feel like all of these governments are getting badly factionalized. They're not running smoothly. They're caught in this battle between the globalists and the nationalists. And I think whoever was planning for this campaign for globalism literally was not expecting there to be this nationalist pushback. They just thought it was just going to sail on through to completion and everybody was going to be happy. But I don't think a one-world government is a very good idea at all. It will certainly be history's most tyrannical dictatorship. They're already out there trying to crush down any observation or comment on how it was being formed. Like the fraud over the When Pigs Fly flu. Human-caused global warming was another issue that was being used to push along the One World Society. Open borders and all the problems that's caused. They didn't really think it all the way through. Or they thought, hey, as long as Soros has got the money to spend, I'm willing to go ahead and make a mess of things in Europe and the United States. Now, Angela Merkel is starting to get a little bit nervous because according to the latest polls in Germany, the nationalist AfD populist party is polling where they're going to get enough votes to enter parliament. And AfD is very much, they want Germany to close their borders to migrants. They want to leave the European common currency and end all sanctions against Russia. And apparently they're being propelled by voters who are just infuriated at Angela Merkel's decision to let over a million refugees into the country since 2015. And it's caused all of these problems, out of control rape, crime, contagious diseases. Now, yesterday we reported that over in Catalonia, the police had been ordered to confiscate all election materials, the ballot boxes, the ballots, to try and basically head off this referendum. Now they've upped the ante. The government of Spain is threatening to arrest any mayors who are in favor of the referendum for independence for Catalonia. So it's getting really ugly and sticky. And again, Madrid is in the wrong. As a signatory to the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, unfortunately, we're living through an age where governments are increasingly lawless or see themselves as being above the law. Expediency trumps everything. We're willing to break the law because we serve a higher, more noble purpose. That's called the true believer mentality. It's gotten us into so much trouble throughout history. Yes, what we're doing is illegal, but we're going to do it because we're serving a higher purpose. And then that higher purpose never materializes, and you're stuck with the aftermath of whatever it is that you did, including war. Now, Jean-Claude Juncker is apparently in serious trouble because more and more of the members of the European Parliament and the leadership of the European Union member nations, they're just willing to openly come on out and insult him. And apparently an EU chief came on out just saying that they doubt him. They doubt Jean-Claude Juncker's plans for the EU. He can't deliver. He can't deliver what he's promising. And more to the point, what he's promising is basically a further consolidation of power in Brussels over the EU's economy, various other issues. And a lot of the EU are very frustrated by all the nitpicking, meddling, tinkering regulation that the EU has already done on how produce has to be a certain size and can't be allowed to be bigger or smaller, and it's resulted in a lot of food wastage. And of course, for Germany, the sanctions against Russia have caused tremendous financial harm. Same thing to France. So apparently a German member of the European Parliament has basically come on out and said that Jean-Claude Juncker's vision for the EU needs to be stopped right now. It's described as frightening and an attempt to save the exploding Brussels bloc, and it has to be stopped. Basically, Juncker is doing a power grab. He's doing a power grab. And apparently an Austrian member of the European Parliament interrupted Jean-Claude Juncker in the middle of a speech saying Europe doesn't work and it's time for the member states to get their sovereignty back. So it's really starting to come apart. It's really starting to come apart. Now, over at the New York Slimes, they had an opinion piece titled "Hungary is Making Europe's Migrant Crisis Worse," which wagged their editorial finger at Hungary for its inhospitable attitudes toward migrants. while also attacking President Trump for his scandalous example on immigration and dissing Britain's Brexit vote in order to leave the European Union. In other words, the New York Times is pushing that globalist agenda. And Hungary's spokesman, Zoltán Kovács, issued a written reply to the New York Times editors, saying the newspaper is presumptuous in trying to teach Europeans how to solve their migrant crisis, especially when they're demonstrating that they just don't really understand what's going on. And that is true as well. Now, getting on over to the world of political correctness, apparently up in Washington State, they're giving parents a new option on birth certificates. There's the usual M for male and F for female, and right in between them is a new option labeled simply X. And that's for parents who aren't really sure their brand new baby is male or female, regardless of the anatomy. So they'll just mark that down. I think that's utterly ridiculous. How would you even know what gender? I mean, the baby's mind isn't even formed yet. They don't really start, you know, ticking, so to speak, until at least a year and a half, when those myelin sheaths finish, you know, insulating portions of the brain. You start to see the beginnings of the emergence of personality. The parents cannot know. But we're going to be politically correct and allow parents who are just really messed up by all this political correct propaganda and gender fluidity to really set up their own kid for a royal messing around with in the future. And I think it's ridiculous. This idea, you know, that our gender is not determined by our bodies. I mean, certainly when I was young, that was it. You know, if you've got one kind of plumbing, you're a guy. If you've got another kind of plumbing, you're a girl. That was it. Nobody ever asked about it. Nobody ever questioned that. I think a lot of these people who want to be change their gender are actually they're dealing with their own self-hate. For whatever reason, they cannot stand themselves, and they think changing into something else is going to make their problems go away, and they usually don't. I read a story a few days ago about apparently a very young man who became a woman and found out it didn't, in fact, make his life better. It made it worse. Now he wants to go back to being a guy. All this proselytizing by the transgender movement, it's not helping kids find a resolution to their questions. It's confusing them. They're literally being encouraged to be confused over gender. And that is, of course, the objective for the New World Order. Keep us all confused. Keep us unsure about who we are, where we come from, what bathroom that we use. Now, apparently over at the Vista del Lago High School in Folsom, students have been told that they can't chant USA, USA, USA at sporting events. And as you know, it's a popular way for students to show pride during sporting events and rallies, but the school and district officials are now saying you can't do that because it might come across as intolerant and offensive to all these refugees and immigrants that are attending the school. Well, again, going back to what Teddy Roosevelt said, if you're coming to this country, welcome, but understand you're living in this country. Now, the American people have a right to wave their flag if they are so inclined. They have a right to cheer USA, USA if they are so inclined. It's protected by freedom of speech. And those people who are coming into this country across the borders need to understand they're not in their home country any longer. And they have to adjust and assimilate to the reality of life in the United States, where we have the American flag and we chant USA at rallies. And if it's really that offensive to you, you are free to go home. So apparently this decision by the school administrators has caused quite a bit of a ruckus and a controversy, with the parents out there saying, tell us what is wrong with cheering for our country. What is so wrong about that? All right, we're going to start with Randy in Illinois. I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
This will be real quick, Mike. You know, with what's going on in the country and after the election and the hurricanes, you remember that old Greek saying that goes something like, those whom the gods would destroy, they first make mad?
Yes.
I don't know. It kind of seems like we are there.
Well, our leadership does seem to be, and I think there's another variation of the quote, those to whom the gods would destroy, they first make arrogant. And
yeah,
that's certainly true.
That's certainly true.
Right. All right, Randy, thanks for the call. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back with another phone call.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains suntein and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And during the commercial break, I did take a look for the quotes, and both are valid. Those whom the gods would destroy, they first make proud, which is another way of saying arrogant, is attributed to Sophocles. And the other version, those whom the gods wish to destroy, they first make mad, is attributed to Euripides, but nobody's really sure that it originated with him because it sort of appeared in the mid-1800s. But either one will work. I think making somebody proud and arrogant before you destroy them only increases the suffering. If you make them mad, they're too crazy to know what's going on. Let's go back to the phones here. Robin in Illinois, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Let me kick this off. The one guy was saying how he saw Napolitano on TV saying how Comey leaked some memos and it wasn't against any laws. But neither is Russian collusion, according to what we've been told either. And look what that's turned into, right?
Well, they haven't found anything. I mean,
they say there's no such crime as colluding. Basically, that's the bottom line. And look what this has turned into. You know what I mean? So,
well, if in fact Russia had broken into the DNC emails and leaked them out, that would be seen as definite collusion. If Russia had interfered with the election, that would be grounds for Hillary to sue and reverse the results of the election. But we're 9 months along and they haven't found anything. And Mueller is just on a fishing expedition. He's going everywhere he can, talking to anybody. He has yet to actually find something that adds up to a criminal action, let alone an impeachable offense. And meanwhile, everybody in Washington, D.C. is just looking the other way and whistling in the wind at all the felony violations of Title 18 Hillary Clinton has committed. And what's really amazing is you'd think somebody who was at that much risk of being prosecuted for espionage would just shut up and stop being an annoyance. And she's gone the other way. She's out there, bashing everybody on her book tour, and I really do think she's lost her reality license.
Well, as awake Americans will know, that if they had anything on Trump to begin with, it would have came out during the campaign, or if they had anything with this Russian story, it would have came out a very, very long time ago. There's no way that such an investigation would take this long and still not have anything and still expect to find something.
I was going to say, you remember during the campaign where they found out Donald Trump's father had been arrested at a KKK rally like 2 years before he was born, and they didn't even say he was part of the rally. He just happened to be there when the cops showed up, and that was all that they could find. And these major newspapers like the Washington Post and the New York Times detailed dedicated squads of something like 30 different reporters to go on out and try and find dirt on Donald Trump, and they couldn't. All they could come up with was that ginned up dodgy dossier about Trump and the prostitutes in Russia. And it really is. I imagine they're getting very, very angry about all of this. We're going to take a break for station identification. Did you have more you wanted to share with us?
If I could, please.
All right. Well, then stay on the phone. I'm going to come back to you after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.